You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Suzanne Burnett. Hey, Suzanne, how are
Hello.
You?
I'm wonderful, Maggie. I have to tell you something fun I did last night.
Oh, good. What did you do?
Yeah, so my husband and I, we went to the Price is Right Live.
Really?
So it was the Price is Right, but it was from the stage.
And we got
the name tags, like with the price tag with our name on it. And we didn't get called to the stage, but it was definitely a fun experience.
They were like filming it for TV?
No, it was just like a live game show.
That
but people got called down
cool.
to the front and they bid on prizes. And so it was really neat.
I think that I love the Price is Right. I remember watching that when I was sick as a kid.
Absolutely.
Often.
Yeah.
But I think that I would have a lot of anxiety sitting in the audience, potentially being called up on stage. I think
I was really nervous. Yeah, I was real nervous, but I was excited for everyone that was up there.
That's fun. That is so fun. All right. So on this episode, we are discussing Unit 32, Session 5. We are part of One Church. This is a big truth session. And so we're jumping a little bit out of chronological order and we're focusing on 1 Corinthians chapter 12. So Suzanne, why don't you talk us through what this session is going to look like?
Yeah, Maggie. So over the past few weeks, we've seen the beauty and the perseverance of their early church and how they've shared the gospel, prayed for fellow believers, and remained steadfast even through very hard trials. And then this week, we'll read a letter that Paul wrote to the church at Corinth. One of the problems they faced was division. Paul reminded them and us that we are to reflect Jesus, who came to bring people together as one body. Paul uses the illustration of a body to teach this truth. Just like the different parts of the body serve different purposes, different members of the church are given different gifts and have different tasks to fulfill within the body of Christ. No part of the body is more or less important than another part, and no member of the body of Christ is more or less important than any other member. And so now we'll talk about some activities this week that might need a little extra prep or instructions. And so we'll start with preschool. In younger preschool this week, there's an activity called Draw Self Portraits. And so this activity, if the weather permits, this would be very fun to go outside and to do outdoors with sidewalk chalk. So that's a fun option to take with Draw Self Portraits in younger preschool. For preschool worship this week, there's an activity called Share High Points and Low Points. And so in this activity, children will take turns sharing good things or sad things that are going on either in their day or in their week. But I just want to make a note here that in following with your state and church procedures, to always report any signs or statements from a child concerning abuse or neglect. We hope that that is not happening, but if a child ever discloses something to you during an activity, it is vital and important to report that to the powers that may be.
That's a really great reminder, Suzanne. Thank you for that. Just a good thing to be cognizant of no matter what we're doing, right?
That's right.
So for older kids, we have an activity called Gift Puzzle. And so kids are going to be writing different gifts that God may have given them, like the ability to sing or the ability to be a good friend or to be kind to others or to play sports. So any of those different gifts that they have, they're going to write those on puzzle pieces. And so for larger groups, you might think about forming the kids into groups of 4 or 5 and then giving each group their own puzzle to complete, just making sure that each kid receives pieces to write their gifts on. It might just help streamline the activity a little bit. And then for midweek, one of the options is to create a word search. And so this involves giving the kids graph paper and showing them how to think of words having to do with fellowship and writing those in and then writing random letters around them to create a word search to trade with friends or to give to a family member. So if you want to do this activity choice, but you think that your group might be a little bit too young for it, another way to do it is for you to use a word search generator online, create a word search, and then do it as a group and discuss how those different words relate to fellowship.
That's so fun. I remember when I was in like 5th grade, that was how we did our spelling words.
Oh, that's a great idea because you're thinking through the spelling. That would be fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, we don't want to do word searches all the time, but I do think it's fun and it's a great way to talk through, you know, words like that where kids might not be familiar. So like fellowship isn't one that we use all the time. So, you know, as they're searching for that word, talking through what does fellowship mean and what does it look like? I think that that can be a great way for kids to learn and to focus. So as we start to wrap up this episode, let's talk about what we are excited for this session. And, you know, as I was reading through the Bible story this week, I was thinking, okay, apart from the fact that Paul seems like he was pretty intense.
He does, yeah.
The illustration makes me think that maybe he could have been a decent children's minister. Because seriously, what fifth grade boy wouldn't be psyched to be compared to an eyeball or a nose, right? Like something like that is going to get their attention.
Yes.
And so this story is a great illustration of a really important truth. And it's a bonus to us that it's told in a way that we can have a lot of fun with as people who are serving with kids. And I think that we can really take advantage of the illustration that Paul gave us.
Yes, I love that. And I'm a very visual person. And so that's why I like this too, because I can just kind of picture it in my head, the body working together, just like the church working together. And this is still an abstract teaching and idea, but it is possible to teach this with preschoolers. And I, you know, I will recognize that some of these stories are very hard for preschool. And anytime you need something, just reach out to us on social media. We would love to help you how we can. That's why we have this podcast, because we want to help you as you're working through these ideas and how to talk to them about with children in preschool. And so this week with preschoolers, as you're talking with them, emphasize the idea, the concept of working together in teamwork. These are concepts that preschoolers are beginning to understand and grasp because they're living them out in their home and in their school. And so you can even highlight this idea during cleanup time. You could say something like, for example, we all need to work together to clean up the classroom, and everyone in the church works together to tell people about Jesus. So they're actively learning and doing, and then you're making that connection to the church.
Love that. That's a super practical application point, Suzanne. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for preschool and kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.